Telling the guys yesterday, I saw this fact that said listening to sad music when you're feeling sad can actually make you happier. I disagree, but that's apparently a medical and psychological fact that you can sometimes cheer yourself up with a sad song.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
What do you consider a sad song?
Oh, I've got a cracker.
What is it?
Sit back.
What?
Sit back and be prepared to be cheered up, Tanya.
What is it?
It's goodbye, my friend. Oh. It's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Terrible. You don't know this Terry Jack song. He spends the entire song saying goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's about to die. So he thought he'd write a song saying ta-da.
And that's supposed to cheer you up.
Oh, God, laugh. Geez, I'm having a good day now. Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it funny when it first come out and you're a kid and you don't really get it, and then later on you go, oh.
Yeah.
Because it sounds a bit happy.
It does. It's got a bit of a nice bop.
Please pray for me. Oh, wow. So he goes through everybody,
yeah,
he knows.
His little girl.
Girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
The guy that sold him a car.
That is sad.
What are you? All right, what's
okay,
your sad one?
So when you asked me to find a sad song, mm-hmm. this to me is so sad because
right.
Harry Chapin. You know the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This was a personal experience, this song.
I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you.
See, he'd spent the first half of the song telling his kid that he was too busy to play
yeah.
with him,
yeah.
to be with him. And then it all turns around when he becomes elderly and his child is too busy to spend time.
Harry was trying to teach that lesson in the 70s.
He certainly was. And sadly, Harry Chapin died in 1981.
Thanks for that.
That's all right. So he actually never got to see his children grow up.
No, he didn't.
Oh, that is sad.
It was.
In a
really
car
sad.
Accident.
Yes. That's exactly right.
You got a sad one, Rise, because standard go-to for me, I dug deep for Terry Jacks, to be honest with you. But the standard one is always REM.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody Hurts. But it doesn't matter. They could be singing about winning the lottery. It's the tone of the song.
It is true.
Everybody hurts. Take comfort in your
oh.
I certainly hope everyone's feeling cheery.
If you've got a sad song you'd like to suggest.
I feel great.
Give us a call now. We want to hear your sad songs. 1-3-3-5 for everyone we speak to goes in the drawer for our 10K Christmas. That'll cheer you up.
Yeah, it's definitely a list. It's the list of the saddest songs of all time. You can add to our list.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you right now.
I'm sorry, but I dare you to be goodbye, Papa. It's hard to die. Or please pray for me. Wow.
Oh, that's
Let's hear them though. I like hearing what people think are sad songs.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay.
While we're waiting for the call.
Yep.
Eric Clapton, Tears
oh,
in
don't,
Heaven.
Don't, no, oh. don't play that. Don't play that.
So oh, sorry, but it God. Is. It's one of the saddest no. songs of all time.
Oh,
it was written about his little boy, wasn't
Connor,
it?
Connor,
yeah.
who fell from the 53rd floor
yep.
when he was just 4 years old.
Oh.
Did you know
oh, I hate. Oh.
It's awful.
If I saw you.
You
yeah,
started
that's,
it.
Yeah,
you
no,
started
I,
it. It's
no.
your fault.
It's your fault.
I feel bad putting the challenge up because you just beat Terry Jacks, as far as I'm concerned.
That's got to be
at least
the
it was Terry going
song.
Himself, not yeah. his little boy.
It is
a devastating song.
Dan's at Broadmeadow. Add to our sad song list, Dan.
Oh, sorry. We'll go to Dan now.
That's all right.
Helps if I answer it. There
yeah,
you go.
Sure. Hey, Dan, what's your song?
Just want to say, nice subject you guys got going on a nice gloomy rainy day.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Steve's feeling but, a little bit down today.
A little bit melancholy.
Yeah, it's not the greatest subject, but Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Dan,
yeah.
I've got a little bit here.
At least yours has got an uplifting beat.
The Lord took her away from
yeah.
me.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Hopefully have a good afternoon.
You
anyway.
Too.
See, yeah. Dan, when I first heard that, I thought he just lost her at Katara or something. You know, I didn't realize it was, hello, Sue, what's yours?
James Blake, Goodbye, My Lover.
Yeah.
It makes me cry every time.
Well, let's make Sue cry, shall we?
Oh, I don't have it in our
system.
No,
no.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. There you go.
You may be the one.
Thank you, Sue.
I can't believe you haven't got a James Blake song.
Thank you.
I know.
What sort of radio station is this, Dan?
I don't know what's happening there.
Kim's at Aberdare. What should be added to the saddest songs of all time list, Kimmy?
How Do I Live Without You?
Trisha Yearwood.
Empty.
Ozzy with his Trisha song. Well done, Rose.
Yeah. Okay, he's up on that. Is that a breakup or a death?
No, I played it at my son's funeral.
Oh my wow. God, I'm so sorry.
Kim.
Far out. Yeah. Stephen?
Yeah, I know.
This is the saddest segment we've done.
I know. When he played it, there were tears were welling up in my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Poor darling.
Yeah, sorry, Kim.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Thank you, Kim. I did start this by saying that the stat didn't seem right to me.
No.
It said it would cheer us up.
There's no shortage of people wanting to tell us, though.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Sad song?
Yeah, Dancing in the Sky by Danny and Lizzie.
Don't know that one.
No. Yeah, it's more off YouTube. We had it for my partner's funeral when he passed away.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful song and it's just very heartfelt when it comes to remembering.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Joe.
See, I wasn't going to go for my obvious one with my mum, but while we're there.
What is it?
Supermarket Flowers, Ed Sheeran.
Stop.
I mean.
Oh. So beautiful.
Oh, if anyone loses a mum.
I know.
It is the go-to.
I haven't heard that song.
It says everything,
My girlfriend
it?
Had the same just a few months ago.
It says everything.
Yeah. Have you never heard it, Ryan?
No, I've never heard it.
Yeah.
I'll have to have
it's
a
very
listen.
Sad. One more? Darren?
Oh, we got Darren there?
Yep.
Hey, Darren. Is.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Very well. What's your sad song, Darren?
It's England's Rose, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
As in Goodbye Norma Jean?
Yeah.
Goodbye English Rose?
Yeah, the Princess Diana version. Yeah, I've still got. I bought a single of that, Darren. I think a lot of us did because it all went to charity at the time.
It'll tear you up every time.
It does.
Thanks, Darren, for the call. Really appreciate it.
I was more of a fan of the original, but
why don't we go out with a glass of Shardy in hand and our very large knickers on?
Okay. Not sure what that means.
It was the Celine Dion version, but never mind. Do you remember that? Bridget Jones' Diary? No?
That's Eric Carmen. Oh, no, I know the song.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think. Is that Eric Carmen?
It is Eric Carmen.
Yeah, good.
But
good.
Celine Dion did the Bridget Jones version.
Oh,
and you've got to be in your big undies with a glass of Shardy.
I was going to say, thank God he found the Eric Carmen version, because nothing would make me sadder than Celine Dion ruining it.
Imagine if I had a Celine Dion song, but not a James Blunt song. That would have been.
She'd be doing. She overdoes
it's
it.
It's iconic, though, that scene.
It's a great scene.
Great scene.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing like being in your big undies drinking your wine, AC.
I don't know if that study's true there, Steve. No. Sad songs cheer you up.
Mate brought me down.
What's wrong with you? I'm having a ball. This is great fun.